We're going to go real quick to our own Rob Graham. Speaking of local news and local media, breaking a local news story, Rob Graham on the scene, 20 South. Rob, are you with us?
Yes, Coy. The search continues for 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett, wanted in connection with an attempted shooting last Friday morning in the Court Square area. Over 50 officers are in the wooded areas in the vicinity of Route 20 South and Route 53. That search has been going on since about 3 o'clock this afternoon when Shiflett fled from authorities during a traffic stop. He abandoned his car in the vicinity of Independence Way and Route 20 South, and police say he fled into the woods. Two state police helicopters are here on the scene. At this time, traffic is blocked in both directions at College Drive and Route 20 South. College Drive, the road leading to Piedmont Virginia Community College. So anyone in their afternoon commute who usually uses Route 20 South should avoid this area as the search is actively continuing in the vicinity of Route 20 South and Route 53.
Rob, have they closed traffic in any direction?
In both directions, traffic has come to a halt, and they're telling any southbound traffic on Route 20 South to turn around and go back. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have a vantage point in terms of the northbound traffic on Route 20, but the traffic is being directed into a U-turn at the intersection of College Drive and 20 South. And we've been telling you he's been wanted since last Friday morning in connection with an alleged attempted shooting in the Court Square area of downtown Charlottesville. Authorities have been looking for a Shiflett ever since that time, and this afternoon there was an attempted traffic stop that led to the current situation right now. We're speaking with Albemarle Police Lieutenant John Texera, who can basically bring us up to date on where this all started.
About 10 minutes to 3 this afternoon, we attempted to make a traffic stop of a vehicle that Mr. Shiflett was driving right behind the police department. And he failed to stop. He went down towards the interstate. We tried to stop him again, and he drove off at a high rate of speed. We pursued him down to Route 20 South, just below Piedmont Community College on 20, and where he bailed out of the vehicle. And since then, we've had about 55 or 60 law enforcement officers from about 5 different agencies, federal, state, and local, looking for Mr. Shiflett. We have 2 canines. You can hear 2 helicopters in the background. A lot of activity, but so far we have not been able to locate him. We will find him eventually.
Give us the clothing description and where he was last seen. Light blue T-shirt, I understand, blue jeans and dark shoes. And, of course, he's got a Doberman Pinscher tattoo on his chest.
That's correct. He also has salt and pepper hair, and he is unshaven.
Now, as far as drivers are concerned, earlier this afternoon, for a brief period of time, Route 20 South was closed, but that has been corrected at this time. Traffic's flowing smoothly.
That's right. Traffic is flowing smoothly right now, particularly during the rush hour. If people see a lot of police vehicles with their lights on, they're all up and down 20, that's just part of our perimeter that we're maintaining. We did get a track earlier with one of our canines. However, at this time, we have not located Mr. Shiflett.
That was in the vicinity of the visitor center, from what I understand.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
And where is the search concentrating now?
Right now, it looks like it's shifting a little bit from the Piedmont Community College and the Business Center area up west towards Avon Street and back down towards Monticello High School.
And the important thing is for people who may see Elvis Gene Shiflett, once again, at last point, he was wearing a light blue T-shirt, dark jeans, or blue jeans and dark shoes. The action that citizens should take.
Do like one citizen did earlier. If you see anybody that even resembles that description, call 911 and just tell where you saw the person and what they look like, and we would appreciate any assistance. A lot of police officers out here. It's a safe area, but you know, with a lot of activity like this, somebody might be able to see something.
And go ahead and tell us about all the law enforcement agencies involved.
We have the Virginia State Police, U.S. Marshal Service, Albemarle County Sheriff's, City Police, and the Albemarle County Police Department, which is the lead agency in this investigation.
So far, no injuries.
Nope. Thank goodness, none yet.
That's Lieutenant John Texera, Coy, and if you have any further questions, while I still have him, we can certainly transfer those questions.
Now, this guy is presumed to be armed and dangerous. Is that correct?
We're still saying that we should consider him to be armed. Is that correct?
We don't know for a fact that he has a weapon with him. However, we have dealt with Mr. Shiflett in the past, and based on his statements concerning law enforcement and citizens in general, we do consider him dangerous, possibly armed.
So precautions should be taken, and definitely avoid any encounter with the suspect.
Rob, what's the remind us again on the traffic situation, because I know we reported earlier that 20 South was closed, but you're telling us now that it is open.
That's correct. Route 20 South was closed for a brief period of time in both directions, and traffic heading south was forced to go back toward the direction of Interstate 64. And northbound traffic was not allowed to proceed in the vicinity of Independence Way. However, that situation has been corrected. Traffic is flowing smoothly once again on Route 20 South, so commuters are free to use 20 South if they so choose to get to Route 53.
And remind us again of who they're exactly looking for and what folks should be keeping an eye out for.
Well, 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett, and he is wanted in connection with an incident that occurred last Friday morning at about 10:20 a.m. near the intersection of 4th Street Northeast and East Jefferson Street. That's just next to the main court complex on Court Square. City police at that time said that Shiflett was hiding nearby and waiting for a woman to return to her Jeep, where he allegedly came up to the Jeep window, pulled the trigger on a handgun, but she was able to move her hand in between the hammer and the firing device, preventing the striking action and preventing the bullets from being fired. She drove off, dragging Shiflett a short distance, and from there he fled, and he has not been seen since. Just a couple of days ago, there was a lockdown at Walton Middle School, where one of his children attends school, because police received information that he might have been in the area and might have attempted to contact the child. And after that, that's where we came to today. Albemarle Police attempted a traffic stop on 5th Street Extended, as you heard Lieutenant Texera say, in the vicinity of the county police headquarters. Shiflett did not stop. He drove up to Interstate 64 and then fled eastward, took the 20 South exit, and then drove down to the vicinity just south of Route 53, got out of his vehicle, left it by the side of the road near the Stone Creek apartment complex, and then fled into the woods. The search has been very intense through the wooded area. State police helicopters this afternoon, two involved, and over 55 law enforcement officers, many in full battle gear, and with flak jackets and weapons, automatic weapons, searching the woods with the help of police dogs. So intense scene down here in terms of a search, but so far the search has not come up with anything so far as Elvis Gene Shiflett.
Rob Graham on the scene, 20 South. And the latest, Rob, of course, if we heard right, is that they believe he has moved just west of there now and headed over towards the Avon extended area.
Well, they're not exactly sure where he's headed, or because there have not been any sightings that have been positive. However, that is where the search is moving. It's basically they probably have expanded and moved their perimeter. That's what Lieutenant Texera said. This is basically the area between 20 South and Avon Extended. So that's where the search is going on at this time in a more intense nature. And but they are still up and down. There's a creek bed right on the west side of Route 20 South, and earlier this afternoon they thought they might have had a positive response from a police dog that may have picked up his scent. So they conducted an intense search of the creek bed just right in front of Piedmont Virginia Community College, but that proved fruitless also.
And Rob, remind folks again, 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett, what he looks like, and if folks see anyone in that area that matches this description, could be standing off to the side of the road, could be in your backyard, we don't know. Call 911 immediately. And what does he look like?
He's 38 years old, salt and pepper hair, according to Lieutenant Texera. We had a picture on our website, by the way, WNA.com. At this time, we're hearing what appear to be gunshots in the background. We're not exactly sure what that was. We don't have any idea of knowing what that might be, but that happened in a southwest direction from the visitor center. But anyway, Elvis Gene Shiflett was last seen wearing a blue, light blue T-shirt, and blue jeans and dark shoes. And he has salt and pepper hair, and he also has a Doberman Pinscher tattoo on his chest.
Okay.
Right now there's a... All right, we're up. Right now there are police have gathered at the intersection of College Drive and the road to the visitor center. And there appears to be some activity there. We did hear shots being fired, I'd say several hundred yards away, southwest of the intersection of the Visitor Center Road and College Drive. That's the road leading up to Piedmont Virginia Community College. So right now, we're not exactly sure what's going on.
Rob, we'll just stay with you, and you take your time, and we will just stay with you to find out what's going on. Rob Graham is live on the scene at the Visitor Center on 20 South. There is a manhunt going on as we speak for 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett. He is wanted in connection with an alleged attempted shooting in the Court Square area last week. The police tried to pull him over today, and he led them on a chase 64 to 20 South. He abandoned his car just south of the Route 53 area where it turns off of Route 20, and they have been, the last few hours, they have been searching for him in this area. A number of law enforcement with trained dogs. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA. Time now is 5:49. Let's go back to Rob Graham live on the scene. Rob, are you with us?
Yes, Coy. During our last live segment, we did hear shots being fired. We're not exactly sure what has transpired. And we are now going to be briefed in just a little while from Lieutenant John Texera. We were basically standing in the driveway of the road leading to the Monticello Visitor Center, if you're familiar with this area. And it's just right off of Route 20 South and on the road that's heading up to Piedmont Virginia Community College. While I was talking to you and giving you an update on the description of Elvis Gene Shiflett, we could hear several gunshots, maybe about seven or eight, and it was in a direction toward the southwest, where I'm standing right now, looking to the southwest and almost toward the direction of the setting sun. There's a wooded area there, and several hundred yards away, are trees, and so we're basically restricted to this staging area, which police have set up for the media, and there are also some family members of Elvis Gene Shiflett in this vicinity also.
Rob, we could hear dogs the last time we were with you. Are there police dogs right there in your area?
Yeah, police dogs have been involved in the search all day, and I'm sure that the reaction could have been just simply the popping sound, but police dogs have been through the woods. They've been on that creek bed that we told you about earlier where the search was concentrated at one point. We do hear sirens in the background. They appear to be heading in the vicinity of Avon Street Extended, and they're not using Route 20 South.
Rob, we got a call in just during the break. A caller called in and said they witnessed an ambulance rescue vehicle headed in that direction with lights on and the siren on.
Very well could be. We're hearing actually several sirens, and it would appear to be behind Piedmont College, which would put it back toward the Avon Street Extended area. And the direction of the sirens has been from north to south. So we can only assume at this time that something has happened. We do have a police car that is speeding out of the parking lot at this time and heading southbound. So we just don't know anything at this time.
And let's remind folks again exactly who police have been looking for the past few hours.
Yes, 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett. He had been missing and was wanted by authorities since last Friday morning when he allegedly came up to a woman in her Jeep in the Court Square area. And this is a woman with whom he is very well acquainted and attempted to fire shots at her. And he has been fleeing from authorities all this time. And there was a traffic stop, an attempted traffic stop earlier this afternoon on 5th Street Extended near the police headquarters. Police believe Shiflett was the driver. He sped away and abandoned his vehicle eventually on Route 20 South, just south of the Route 53 intersection. And all through this area all day, that's where the intensive law enforcement search has been conducted.
At times this afternoon, Route 20 South has been closed completely to all traffic except emergency and police vehicles. But, Rob, you're telling us, we just learned a few minutes ago that Route 20 South is actually open. Is that still the case?
Yes, that's still the case. Traffic is moving on Route 20 South. We're at the intersection of College Drive, the road leading up to Piedmont, so I'm not exactly sure what's happening down in terms of Route 53 area. But we can tell you that Route 20 South, just in front of the college, is flowing smoothly in both directions. And you can probably hear some sirens in the background, and it's a fire truck that's heading southbound on Route 20 South.
We still have not confirmed whether those shots that were fired that you heard have anything to do with this particular search, or whether the fire engine or the ambulance that we have reported seeing in the area have anything to do with this either. But we'll be chasing that down for you and seeing if we can't confirm these details. Rob, you had mentioned that we might possibly get to hear from Lieutenant John Texera again.
That's correct. He said maybe about just a few minutes from now. He said a short time ago, that he would be giving us an update as far as anything that he might know at this time. So we're still waiting for any word from him. And he is definitely the focal point of communication between the law enforcement officers and the media.
Rob, you had mentioned that Elvis Shiflett's family members are in that area. How many people are we talking about, and do they appear to be clued in to what's going on?
Well, they're not receiving any information other than what we have earlier. They are basically in the same position that we are in terms of this is a wait-and-see attitude.
Right.
There are probably about estimated 7 family members in the area.
Lieutenant Texera told us a few minutes ago that this gentleman that they're looking for is, we have to believe, is armed and very dangerous. And so if folks see him or anyone matching his description in this area, 20 South, Avon Extended, just south of the city, south of 64, you're to call 911 immediately. And, Rob, remind folks again what this guy looks like.
Okay, he was, we're not exactly sure of the height, but he is medium build. Salt and pepper hair, last seen wearing a light blue T-shirt, blue jeans, and dark shoes. And he is unshaven, and he has a tattoo of a Doberman Pinscher on his chest. That is basically the description that we've had. We have had pictures of him on our website, especially following the lockdown at Walton Middle School the other day. So it's a situation where that's basically his average build.
And this is 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett, who led police on a chase earlier this afternoon down to 20 South. He abandoned his vehicle just south of Route 53 on 20 South, fled into the woods, and a number of law enforcement officials have been in that area for the last few hours looking for him. And when we were speaking with Rob Graham just a few minutes ago, we heard a number of shots fired in that vicinity. We have not confirmed as to whether or not those shots have anything to do with this search, but that's a lead that Rob is looking into as we speak.
And we're supposed to be getting a briefing here pretty soon, so we'll certainly know more at that time, hopefully. Sirens still continue in this area, and basically to let people know the media is restricted and we are restricted to the staging area at the parking lot of the Monticello Visitor Center. But that is also where the law enforcement staging area is, so this is basically the best place to be.
So if listeners that are with us right now are headed home down 20 South or Avon Extended, you may want to find a different way home just to steer clear of this entire area. A number of law enforcement officials in the area looking for 38-year-old Elvis Gene Shiflett. And we have to assume that the man is armed and dangerous.
And at this point, Coy, I want to interrupt you and just let you know that an ambulance went southbound on 20 South toward the direction of the road that leads up to the Monticello High School area.
And that's the same direction that the fire engine rescue vehicle went earlier as well.
That's correct, the fire truck, and in basically the same direction from where we heard the gunshots.
We're listening to Rob Graham. He is live on the scene, 20 South at the Area Visitor Center near Piedmont Virginia Community College. We have a manhunt ongoing, have been following this for the last few hours here on WINA. 38-year-old Elvis Jean Shiflett wanted by police in connection with an alleged attempted shooting in the Court Square area last Friday. He led police on a chase this afternoon and abandoned his vehicle on 20 South. Law enforcement officials are on the scene. And, Rob, is there any, we're going to break here for CBS News, at the top of the hour in just a few seconds. And we will hope to hear from you, if we can, with another live report, perhaps during Best Seat in the House.
Certainly. If anything develops between and now and then, I will certainly check back with you.
Fantastic. Please be safe, Rob. Rob Graham on the scene of this manhunt, 20 South. Ongoing for the last few hours, and we've been following it closely here on News Radio 1070 WINA. You folks have a great night.